The Brookings City Council passes a resolution stating their disapproval of the Brookings County Jail expansion. The County Commission has been pursuing a $14 million expansion of the jail adjacent to the current facility. The local and state historical societies reviewed the proposal and both said it would encroach upon, damage, or destroy the historic property. They say it's too large and would significantly impact the historic setting. Brookings County completed its own review, determined there were no feasible alternatives. They believe they do not need a building permit. City Attorney Steve Breitzman says he believes the county needs to have that permit.
This is an issue we have not been able to resolve, and the county has taken action as they felt appropriate. And at this stage, this would be the final step of the city's 11-1 review process, a resolution which would disapprove of the county's proposed expansion as it has been submitted.
Local resident Doug Smith spoke against the city's move. Smith says he doesn't want a legal battle between the city and county.
I think that, you know, some well-to-do influential people have gotten involved in this and kind of changed things around. I thought it was already approved pretty much and that the county was going to proceed with this. Anybody that looks at that jail the way it is now certainly has got to agree with me and say that this expansion, the looks of the expansion, is a whole lot better than what it looks now.
Janet Merriman is chair of the Brookings Historic Preservation Commission.
Requiring the building permit allows that whole proper process, that 11-1 review process, to take place, which the last part of that process, we've already taken many steps, is for the city to determine whether or not they are going to issue that building permit.
And they are not. The council also authorized the retention of legal counsel, if necessary, to enforce the city's ordinance.